The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
So we don't have to do any top five.
Nope.
And we don't have to do... I don't have to do anything, period, right?
I mean, no more than usual.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 197. I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois, joined by the person that unequivocally hates this show. At least that's what his name tag says. It's an audio podcast. You obviously heard him just take a drink. Joining me now is... Let me know when you're done. Joining me now is the one and only... What a dick.
You can see that from there?
We're three episodes away from episode 200.
Thank God.
When it's all going to end. Good evening,
the world.
Good evening, Doctor. Yeah, no, the world's going to end. We're going to have World War III start before then. We're all going to die in a nuclear holocaust. Dr. Ocho, how are you tonight?
Bad.
What's your bad, Ouch?
Oh, no. I'm just bad.
Oh, okay.
We're there yet already?
No, not yet. I got to do the whole, you know, intro.
That means we're all done with the show almost.
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 The second segment is now going to be the first segment tonight because it's, well, there's no top five tonight. Do you want to know why, Ocho?
Probably because you screwed over the reigning champion Grappler 6.
I mean, I did that anyway, and I actually rather enjoyed that, so don't
and it was unjust.
Him. Yeah. How do you put this? Untelevised matches.
House show, right. Like Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, stuff. We had two top five house shows. Uncle Roberto took on Cousin Marky Mark. In his triumphant return, which sucks because nobody saw it, except for me.
Who reffed?
It wasn't you. You didn't answer my text, so I had to have a fill-in ref.
Oh, I'm okay with it. I have no problem with that. I just want to know who.
Oh. It was Uncle... What's his fucking name? Cajones? The dude with the big nuts? Cousin Cajones?
Whatever his fucking name is? Yeah. The guy whose balls fell out.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Literally fell out.
It was... You're kind of glad you weren't.
It was an audio podcast, and yet they saw it on that show.
I mean, it was, It was. He was very descript about what was going on with his ball sack. Anyway, Cousin Mark defeated Uncle Roberto. And then in the last quarterfinal match, Uncle Tim.
What was the topic?
The topic? Top five underwear. Yeah.
What was it?
Top five underwear.
Oh.
Yep.
Right on.
And then Uncle Tim. Defeated Uncle Jacques, top five C movies of all time. Anything involving the letter C or vitamin C or the ocean C. So it was interesting.
Hmm.
So moving into the semifinals, we have
Any movies about seesaws?
No, nobody actually mentioned seesaws, and that's...
Because I feel like that would be like a knuckleball, and you literally win the whole thing on the spot.
Yep,
that's no. Because I'm the best ref ever.
Sounds like a missed opportunity, right?
Yeah, if only I had answered that text that said nothing and I didn't look at.
I just said, hey, Ouch, you're around. We got to do two matches, and you never answer me, which you never do answer me. So,
I thought you had something to do with survival, and I was like, look at this bit. It's fine. Yeah, I thought you had two matches left. You had to start a fire. And I was like, here you go. Except I didn't send it.
Well, that would have been nice because I do need survival techniques. Anyway, moving on to the semifinals, we're going to have two matchups. In the first round of the semifinals would be El Barba Maximo taking on Babo.
Hmm.
And in the other semifinal will be Cousin Marky Mark taking on Uncle Tim. Whoever wins that moves on to the finals.
Didn't Bobbo lose, or did he advanced on? I thought he lost.
Bobbo did not lose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Nope. He received a pass to the next round.
Right on.
So, yeah. Episode 198 will be Barba against Bobbo, and then 199 will be Mark against Jacques. I'm sorry, Tim. They all look alike. And then for the big 200, for the final match, and the RTW Top 5 Challenge Tournament of Champions will be, well, I don't know yet, but it'll be a damn fine show, one of those.
Damn fine.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Dr. Ocho, would you like to go first with the good, or would you like me to go?
You go. Like, leave.
I thought you meant like the Yugoslavian car from the 80s.
Actually, it was, even besides the plastic bumper, I mean, it was practical.
Did you have one?
No. I built a model car that was more safe than that one.
What was more unstable, the Yugo or the Pinto?
Well, the Pinto would just blow up if you hit the gas tank or something like that, right? Like
that was the old joke, right? What movie was that where like the car just barely just tinged the bumper and it blew up?
Oh shit!
Do you remember that?
Top Secret.
Top Secret.
With Val Kilmer, right?
Yeah.
The car just nicks it. Doesn't even like it rolls at about 0.0008 miles per hour, dings it, and then boom, it blows up.
Yeah.
No, but that legit happened. I mean, not that, obviously, but apparently the gas tank was so far underneath in the back that any friction, if you hit a pothole and there was a spark or something like that, your back end would blow up. So
that's funny. Do you remember, like, didn't the Pontiac Fieros have issues with, like, lighting on fire too? Because like the
I don't know if it was on fire, but they were very unstable. They were the short little gimmicks there, and they
I think the engine was like right behind the driver's seat.
Yeah, what was the like that, it was something like the because there was no back seats and like right. But it would heat up the whole car, so it was something weird. It was like maybe the upholstery would start to like I don't know just start to melt a little bit or something. It was only out for what, 2 years?
I think
years,
so. That car? It was a badass looking car.
Yeah, it was. And
so,
then they did the Del Sol. I think Honda tried to replicate it with the Del Sol, which only lasted again another couple of years.
People love them Del Sols. They rebuild those and make them into like little, you know, street racers and shit.
Well, they did for DeLoreans also, but
I true. Mean, that's true.
I think Michael J. Fox had something to do with that.
Do you remember the cars? I mean, this is way back. I know you're ageless and timeless, but remember having to fill up the car, like the gas tank was in the very back behind it, like the
license plate? Yeah, under the license plate, of course.
God, I missed
that. That's where the first, we had a Chevy Impala, and that's where the thing was. And it was a spring loaded, like a spring assist. So you just, when you pull it down, the weight of the hose would hold the resistance of the spring.
That's right.
As soon as you took the hose out, foink, it would slam shut like a,
yep,
like the drive-through bank thing would.
And no gas cap. It would just...
Do you remember in Vacation when he's trying to find where the the tank is and he just rips the license plate off and flings it because he watches the other person do it. And if that was the norm.
That was the norm, yeah.
But that wasn't the tank. That was just the funnel.
That was the funnel. I mean, yeah, so, we had a Buick Regal that did the same thing.
We had a Riviera. Oh, you know what? No. So the Riviera wagon was actually the first car that, shockingly, I remember even my father was like, "Where's the goddamn gas tank, goddamn asshole?" I mean, he knew it. He knows cars, but like, he's like, "This is where it's supposed to be. It's a Buick," and it was on the side.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Now,
and now, by the way, for FYI, people don't even know this. If you look on your dashboard, there's a little arrow next to your little gas light or whatever it is, and that's to indicate which side you idiots don't realize your gas tank is on.
That's right. You're all over the inside of my head because that's where I was going with that. But yeah, you're right. Because my wife consistently forgets, and like it literally tells you like where what side it's on.
Well, in Jersey, we don't pump our own, or Grapplerville or Ochoville, either, all those awesome places I've lived that we don't ever pump our own gas, so we don't have to worry about
really,
that.
Really? Still have full service, huh?
You let them do it. You let them stretch that thing and see if that hose reaches. And if there's a leak, hey, it's not your problem.
I didn't realize they still had full service. There's none down here at all.
Oh, there is. Where Ocho goes, it's full service everywhere, no matter what is being done.
So with ridiculous gas prices now, do you tip on top of that?
No.
Wow, that's kind of a dick move.
I've tipped one time in my life because
it's really
where I'm used to it. But I tipped because I got tipped at a gas station once when I was working there.
I can't believe you don't tip on every fill up, dude. That's kind of a dick move.
I don't fill up every time, so therefore I don't have to tip.
Yeah, that's fair. So what, do you just keep topping off? You just never run near empty? You just half a tank and go fill it up?
I just get my $8.88. I know where the tank is at. I know how many miles I can go. And I said, give me $8.88. And he's like, all right, I got you. I got you, bub.
At least give him 10% off of that, which is, you know, what, 88 cents?
I like to have the 12 cents in my change box in the console.
Gotcha. I gotcha. So, my good.
Oh, Christ. We didn't do this yet?
No. No. No, not. You're such an ass. I had you. My good is Domino's Pizza. I have to give him credit.
But that's already not good anymore. Now, I'm interrupting
you. Oh, wait. No.
You're not too far off from me as far as age goes, even though
right.
Your arteries say one thing, but you know the laws of nature say another.
That's fair.
Do you remember Domino's in the late 80s a little bit, early 90s a little bit? Please say yes.
Of course I do. Something. Of course I do. The Noid. I remember the Noid. Remember?
Of course, avoid the Noid, right.
Half hour do you less or you get a free. Flavor
of the pizza?
Yes, I do remember the flavor of the pizza, and it's not what it is now, obviously.
Okay, all right, bro. There you go. It was so good and had such a distinct tang to it.
It did.
I don't know. And it wasn't that it was just a specific Domino's. It was the only, I'd only have three Domino's near me. I was in Ocho school, so I wasn't going too far from home. But there was only three Domino's I could order from, and they were all the same. And remember, they had like 20 different slices. Remember, it was like a pie was like, they just decided to make how many slices? Which meant you ate more pizza, too, technically. You know, True. If you're eating 15 slices of pizza, even though it can't be 15, it could be 14. So when you sell, man, I had 14 slices of pizza. Wow, I only had 8. But you had the same pie as I did. Well, 14 equals more than 8.
I do remember all that. I remember a lot of people getting in trouble because of the half hour, it's free. And
yes, and they would start driving, like, out of the ass, freaking trying to, you know, get everybody to run red lights and put sirens up on their car. The point is, it was so worth it. It was worth being 10 minutes late. It was so worth it. And the fact that they closed at 2 a.m. was worth it. And now I just hate their pizza. Go.
I actually had a
good, I already ruined your shit.
No, I actually had a good pizza. They did change their stuff up. Maybe 10 years ago, they had a new sauce. They had new crusts. They experimented with different toppings and all that.
Is that really when it all changed? I'm only out the game 10. Oh, shit.
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on it. I mean, I'm fat, so.
Because they're like thicker and they're smaller and like, right?
Well, now they have many different crusts. They have Brooklyn style, which obviously is a thinner New York style crust.
Oh, okay.
They have a crunchy thin crust. They have hand tossed. And they have pan and gluten free. I don't ever count.
But hold on, but regular, but you'd only get like you'd get. Hey, I want a plain pie, and you'd get it, and it was.
Back then, it wasn't a choice. Right? Like, yeah, you get a fucking pizza. Like, there wasn't different options for crust.
But still, their regular isn't a big, thinner pizza. It's thick and it's bubbly with like, and it's so doughy. And am I right? Like, it's smaller. I got it because I don't know. I don't know that I've ever ordered anything particular besides just the regular pizza.
The hand tossed is, yeah, it's a little bit of a thicker pizza. It's okay, not
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a real crusty, like, you know, the big fucking dry crust.
And I know they put all their seasonings to try to make that.
No, they do. They have like garlic butter crust and shit like that. Yeah. Which is pretty good, actually. I don't mind that.
Just from what it was. It was so good.
Why? No, I agree. But you can say the same thing about Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut's fucking garbage now. I can't do it.
I got you.
I've tried. Totally I can't. It's horrible. It's worse than horror.
I'd
rather get a frozen pizza. Like,
it was such a treat. Mm-hmm. To get a Pizza Hut pizza. And man, when I was in college, even though I'm ageless and timeless, you know, you'd get two pizzas for $12 delivered. And they were, two medium, two topping pizzas for $12. That's what it was. And they were so good. and you could reheat them, and they weren't fake cheese, and they were just whatever cheese. I don't care if it was fake back then. It was better fake.
Yeah.
Damn it. When I hate when something regresses. That's all there is. Fucking make it better. Like, fucking, I haven't watched since 1998, obviously, with WWF, because that's what it was called. And same thing with Domino's and Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I mean, remember going to the actual Pizza Hut was like a fucking treat.
A party!
Right? It was the coolest thing ever.
Dude, these giant soda cups, and they'd refill them, and oh my god, and how many, they're deep dish and whatever, and sometimes I remember that they put toppings underneath the cheese at one point, and I was like, I'm drooling. I'm fucking drooling. It was so good.
Their pan pizza was good. It was very good.
Oh, Christ.
You couldn't beat the meat lovers.
I honestly don't know what a Pizza Hut pizza tastes like anymore.
They had the red fucking plastic cups, like the, you know, the.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Everything was red. Tumblers, the whole fucking place was red, but yeah.
So what, have you had Pizza Hut recently? I don't know
what Yes, I have. It's horrible, dude. It's horrible. It's bad.
What happened? What happened, though?
I don't know.
They notice?
Getting bought out by, you know, Pepsi or whatever fucking changed everything. Like, they fucked up Taco Bell, KFC, really, and Pizza Hut.
I don't even know this.
Yeah, they're all part of Yum Brands, which is owned by Pepsi. And, yeah, they're all different now. They're all not what you fucking grew up with.
They have to use the ingredients that are brought in by that company, I assume.
I guess so. You know, I don't know if it's cost-cutting measures, and they just started using shittier ingredients and shittier crust or shit. You know, it's not the same, dude.
Like, if I swear to God, think about this. If Domino's said, for the month of March until May, we're going to give the 1980-style Domino's pizza, they would make a killing.
They would.
There's no way you can convince me they wouldn't.
I agree.
Because they'd kill it just on me alone. But, like, if anybody who's had a Domino's pizza before 1995 would be like, holy shit.
It's true.
And because they haven't had it in so long either.
That is true, too. But what's even funnier is Pizza Hut and Burger King have gone retro with their logos. Like, Pizza Hut's now using the old font that they used to use for the fucking, the Pizza Hut shit. Like the big,
no shit with like the
bubble Hut letters or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Wasn't it right through their hat?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're using like retro fonts on their stuff, and Burger King's doing the same thing. It's like old 80s Burger King font on all their menus and shit, but the products aren't the same.
Burger King's not good either.
It looks cool. No, Burger King is not the same either, dude. They're owned by some fucking European company.
Come on, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, getting back to Domino's and my pizza that I got.
But maybe this isn't really a good, it's a shocking experience because you expected a bad pizza and it was good. So go ahead.
Well, the pizza was good, but that's not why my good is the good. My good is the good because I rode with my wife and my daughter, and we brought our little dog. We have a little Maltese dog, little white fucking fuzzy thing.
And your little dog, too.
Yeah. And I was sitting in the back seat, and the guy at the window said, oh, hey, you got a dog. You want a treat? I was like, yeah, sure. And he had this big fucking milk bone. I was like, holy shit. Like, just sitting. I don't know. I guess they hand them out to whoever has dogs.
Why? Oh, no. Are you sure they don't put that in the fucking Cinestics or whatever the fuck?
I mean, it's possible. Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, it was shaped like a bone. Like, it was.
Because I've eaten them before, and they're not too big. They're just a little grainy.
They're not bad. No, no, actually.
They're a little earthy.
But she loved it. And I thought that was a cool little thing to do for people that bring dogs. And must happen more often than I think. Because he had a whole, you know, cup full of fucking milk bones.
I know UPS drivers and, the
mailmen.
Mailmen, yeah.
You know, because they don't want to get attacked by a fucking Doberman or whatever, right? But anyway, I don't know if it was laced with anything. Maybe it was, you know, maybe she's having a heroin trip.
Well, day was this, and is your dog dead?
It happened tonight. Like, literally, like an hour.
All right,
ago.
Well.
Yeah. She ain't dead
yet. Breaking news. Rob has to give CPR to the dog.
Breaking news. My dog is dead. Never gets old. Anyway, so no.
We get a tweet tomorrow. I'm not going to know if you're serious or not.
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, it was a good pizza. But, I mean, the customer service was great. He noticed I had a dog. He asked me if I wanted a treat for it. And really nothing else good has happened lately.
No.
So there's that. What's your good?
Well, there's a spoiler for the show we're supposed to do later in the week. But since we do that once a month, I guess it don't matter. get to the bowling alley, and I'm using, everybody likes to talk about their purple hammer. I'm always using my purple hammer. So I don't have a bowling ball called a purple hammer, so don't worry about that. I get lined up. I have the bowling ball I want to use. Things are fine. I'm large and in charge. I got the first three strikes, and then the fourth ball I threw a little too hard. I'm like, okay, just goosed it a little bit. You know, I'm wicked tough. I'm wicked strong, so sometimes I overthrow. And I left the bucket, which is the, you know, the bucket for a righty. So nobody knows that except for you. It's fine.
Yep.
And then I overthrew it on the spare, so I only picked off three.
And left the sleeper?
I missed the five pin, yeah.
Yeah.
That's called a sleeper, huh?
Yeah, if you have two pins directly, like one pin directly behind it, the pin in the back is called a sleeper.
No, no, I got that. I picked off the two, the four, and the ball redeflected.
I got you. Okay.
Oh, the sleeper on a double wood. Okay.
Yeah. So the two pin deflected around the five is what
happened. The two pin hit the, let's see, one, what's it? Two, one, two, three, the two, four, five, eight. The two, basically I hit the two and the four, and the, it deflected, but because it hit so light, the four hit the eight behind it.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, that sucks.
And it, yeah. So, and then I threw a strike in the fifth frame and I'm like, okay, good to go. And then I just kept I didn't think I was overthrowing it. I lightened up my speed a bit. Then I moved to the left to hang it out to let it hit the dry, and I just started coming in high. I was struggling bad. And in the 10th frame, I changed balls, even though you hate when I do that.
I do.
But so I threw it again a little too hard, but I was in the wrong spot too, because with this ball, it finishes a little stronger. So I knew that, so I goosed it. I wind up making my spare, and then I do whatever. 164 the first game.
Oof. Ouch.
It's all right. And then I finally move my two boards left. That's all, just two simple boards. And I start throwing it. I'm good. I'm making my shit. I'm leaving a few 10 pins here and there. No big deal. Making them all. 248 the second game.
Nice. Good comeback.
And now I got the front eight in the third game.
Oh, wow.
And then I overjack it in the ninth frame for a seven count.
Jesus.
So I leave that almost the bucket. I make the spare. And then I throw a strike. And then a nine count. And then a 10 pin. I leave a ringing 10. And then I made the spare for a 266.
So you had still,
that should have been more than that, shouldn't it?
You had what, 630? 640?
678.
That's close. You know,
but damn, if I just make it. Oh, I thought you were giving me like the hey, 1 second.
No, 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 I'm here. I just had to readjust. Sorry.
Oh, right on.
I've sat on my left ball.
Oh, all right. What was I saying? 678.
678.
And so the here's the other thing.
I was 678. Like, no, that's funny. 678. Get it?
And why is that funny, though?
You know, six.
Like, why was six afraid of seven is funny. Because yeah, seven, like, eight, nine.
Grappler six, seven, and eight, you know? No.
Of course I remember them. They're the greatest faction in history. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Anyways, go ahead.
What did I say that wasn't factual? Anywho, that makes even more sense. 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. What is wrong with this? Can you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like you're fucking Freddy Krueger's over there trying to like squeak through and like get you on a nightmare. Anyway, beforehand, I was like, man, I said I was going to clean my balls, which I never do.
In the Luster King?
And then I said, no, they don't have that thing anymore.
Oh, they don't. That sucks. Guys said. Yeah.
And then just with your little spray gimmick and your, you know, I have those sandpaper things, which I screwed up last year because I used like the wrong grit and made the bowling ball look like a ski ball after like an hour.
Jackass.
So that's not the point. Maybe then that's how good I am because I'm using this inferior equipment and I'm still freaking crushing it. And I said, man, fucking asshole. I said I was still going to use this. Yeah. I was still going to use. I was going to clean up my shit, but I'm like, I haven't shot under a 660 in the last month or two or month and week.
No, you've been on fire. You're way over what you normally are.
I only have 1.7, but everything is a 670 something and above. And I was like, maybe. And then, of course, after the first game, I'm like, I knew I should have cleaned my stuff, but no, I should have used a different bowling ball. Anyway, that was my good.
What's your average?
Say the same thing on 8, I think. Two per game. Yeah, two per game and then two at the end. But you got to drink really quick.
That makes sense. My bad. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Can I add to my good real quick?
Oh, Christ.
No. Remember, like, about a month or two ago, I was talking about how the assholes here fucked up the roads when they plowed and just ripped the goddamn interstates up?
Yes.
They actually started patching them this week.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm kind of excited about that.
That's the simple things, I guess.
No, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, it's so goddamn bumpy. You're riding the same shit every day and hitting the fucking... And there's nowhere to go. Both lanes are all fucked up, and you're rumbling all over the place. And anyway, yeah, no, they started patching them up. They tarred, like, a whole fucking lane for a couple miles. So
you're happy that your tax dollars are being used appropriately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyways.
I mean, it's not something you should have to ask for.
But. No, you shouldn't have to, but it's almost March. It's almost springtime. I guess, you know, they wanted to wait until the inclement weather was gone before they started to start patching them, which makes sense.
Is it getting warm there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about 70 today.
Fuck.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway.
I don't accept your apology.
Okay, good. My bad. What was my bad? Oh, Burger King. Shocker, it's food, right? So,
strange.
Went to Burger King on Saturday, and it was about two cars in line. My wife went. I didn't go. I'm just getting a story from her. She does all my errands and stuff, so I stayed home and played video games.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's going out to get my order, and she said there was about two cars in line and was waiting for fucking ever, at least 25 minutes from the speaker to the window with two cars ahead of her. When she got home with the food, and we only live like 5 minutes away.
Ice cold in the wrong order?
The right order, but ice fucking cold, dude. Cheese not even melted on the fucking Big King. The fucking chicken fries they got were all just dried out. They weren't fresh. Obviously, they sat in the fucking warmer for who knows how long. Were just absolutely uneatable. Uneatable? Inedible? Whatever.
I'll take both.
Okay, cool. And what else is wrong? No, I mean, that's enough to fuck up my whole day. You know what
especially when you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, 7 o'clock at night. We had a lot of shit to go on that day, and we were eating late dinner. And by the time she got home, it was about 7:30, and I'm starving at that point, and it was shitty. And you think that would be my ugly, but wait until you hear what that is. What's your bad, Oach?
I bowled a 164 in the first game.
So original.
And ruined my series.
I wouldn't say you ruined it. You still shot a 6-7-8.
Well, it could have been a 7-8-9.
That's fair. That's good. I mean, it's not good. It's bad. You're right.
I mean, I shot 104 pins more in my last game than I did my first game.
I'm still surprised how you can do something right 8 times in a row and completely fuck it up on the 9th shot. Like, it's just repetition.
Right. That's what it is. How many 300s do you have? You have a couple?
0.
Yeah. Oh, good. Fuck off, then. How many 299s?
None.
Oh, good. Fuck off, then.
How many do you have?
I have two.
Two 299s?
Two.
Fuck off. That's hard to say.
Yes. Two 299s. I have about 8 289s. I think I have a 290 in there. What's a 290? 9 spare off the sheet?
Yes.
No. That.
No.
Yeah. I have a... Then I definitely have a probably 4 or 5... probably 2 or 3. What am I saying? 2 or 3 290s. You don't keep track of 290s, right? You know, 289s, 270... It's basically like 279, 289, 290, 300. Yeah. Those are like your, because you're one pin in one spot at some point.
I had A 279. That's the highest I ever had. But so you never had a 300?
No. Two 299s.
Okay. Remember we asked Johnny how many 300s he had? And he's like,
league sanctioned, by the way. Like, yeah, what did he say? Like, I lost count after 6,800
or some shit like that. Yeah.
Well, now here's the other thing. Now let's keep this in perspective. I bowl 3 games a week mm-hmm. on a league for 36 weeks, and that's it. I've never practiced in the last 8 years for true. Sure.
Yep.
Probably 8 to 10. I don't even want to say 6 to 8 because it's really been 8 to 10. I don't have bowling balls at my disposal. Well, no, I do, but like they're old. I used a ball from 2008 to shoot this freaking 266 with. Which I only learned had the date on it in the Nationals over the summer.
Oh, no shit.
And I've had the ball for freaking 5 years.
What was it, letters and numbers and shit on it, right?
Yeah, all that whole thing. Yeah, the whole freaking serial number. The last freaking thing is the date.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, no. I thought you were saying holy shit, like you didn't know
that. No, I do. I just thought everybody knew that.
Oh, no. I had no fucking clue.
Okay.
Fuck. Yeah. So I know they're old.
Mine are older than yours.
I'm better than you, though. That's just it.
No, that's fair. By the way, I meant to ask you, how do you bowl with those giant arms? You just loft that shit out there? Like, you have to keep your arm away from your side, otherwise your bicep will be rubbing up against your fucking rib cage.
I'm good,
man. So.
I'm good. I open up a little bit.
Okay.
Just to... I open the hips up a little bit just to... Because, yeah, my arms are fucking huge. I get it.
No, they are.
You are not lying.
I didn't know if you just twisted or opened your shoulder up that way or, you know, I just...
I twist and shut. No, I'm very David Ozio-esque.
Oh, okay. No, I get that. Okay.
I feel like I'd be a good bowler in the 80s because that's would. All I can do is pipe it behind the ball and let it roll out.
Straight up five.
So, what was I saying? I was saying that my shit's 20 years old.
Shit's 20 years old.
I don't have anything. So, again, I don't practice. I don't go to these little, I don't bowl in tournaments. I show up at the time I'm supposed to every Thursday, and I bowl very decently, given the little effort I put in. But it's also a testament to how easy bowling is and not a testament to how good I am.
So, if you did practice, you'd probably be better.
I don't know. I don't want to find that out.
Or would that fuck up your whole game, right? No, it's true.
So here's this is the same thing with like when going to school. Like I barely listened. I studied a little bit. I went to class.
I'm saying,
and I got that weird fucking memory where like if I hear it said to me, I'm good. If I would have studied my ass off, I graduated with a 3.2.
Wow, that's
grad
bad.
School.
That's not bad.
I could have studied my ass off and had no social life. And I might have gotten a 3.3 or a 3.4. What's that going to change? Instead, I got ass. I got to be an idiot. I got to bartend for years. So, I mean, why not do that and then just get by the skin of your nutsack?
And then you decided to become a doctor.
It's about winning. There was a thing I learned when I first got into grad school. What do they call the guy who graduates last?
I don't know.
Doctor.
That's fair. That's...
And I was far from last.
That's
I just
pretty funny.
Could, because I wouldn't want to put all that effort in and be like, how did I only get a 3.4 when I did nothing and got a 3.2? And of course I did more than nothing, but like you do what you. Yeah, I don't know, man.
But even high school, like how were you in high school?
Not good. I worked all the fucking time. I was good, but because I listened and then I didn't light the world on fire. I didn't get accepted to fucking 1,000 different schools.
Yeah.
But I worked every day in high school. I got out of high, besides when I was wrestling and playing baseball, I worked from, the only day I had off was Monday. I was the only idiot that looked forward to Monday going to school because I worked friggin' Tuesday to Sunday.
And now you hate Mondays.
What am I, Garfield?
No, but you do the show, so you obviously you hate Mondays.
Oh, fuck yeah.
See? I set you up for that one. You fucking...
I whiffed on that one. Yeah. That was a big whiff, and that's your bad.
Speaking of whiffs, today was the last day as we record this to come up with anything in the MLB to find some kind of compromise, or they're going to start thinking about what games they're going to cancel. So, yeah, you haven't heard anything today about that? Or
No. They're not close. They're already canceling games, and
or
they're planning on it, right?
Yeah, today was the last day to come up with some kind of a deal. Otherwise, they would start canceling games. But goddamn, there's 162 games, 163. That's enough.
162, right? And
they could use, they could stand to lose a couple of games. Yeah, it is what it is.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's so funny to watch, you know, billionaires argue with millionaires. Like, it's really strange.
It's strange. It's obviously first world problems, but.
Right. And it's like the owners, look, they're the owner. They should want to. I want to make money. That's the point.
Well, they want to max. They're like any corporation. They want to maximize their profits.
Exactly. And they're not taking money out of the players' pockets per se, because contracts are still written. But per the bargaining agreement, there might be something. And that's when like the players are always like, we're fighting for the players down. No, you're fighting for yourself right now.
No, you are, of course.
Don't play stupid. You're not as noble as you think you are, but I'm not disagreeing with you either. But it's just they're never gonna find out. This is happening way too often.
It really has. It's the third lockout, right? That I'm aware of.
Well, let's see. So 81, there was a major lockout. They only played like a quarter of the season. But after that, there was, I think, 90 was a quick one, and they got back in.
95 was a
short 94, season. Obviously.
Or 94.
That would have been Mattingly's freaking chance at the World Series. The Yankees were in first place with a 70-44 record. Meanwhile, Montreal had a 74-40 record. They were freaking crushing it.
When did the Braves win the shortened season? Was it 96?
95.
Okay.
No, 96 was against the Yankees. 95 was, but Cleveland was the favorite. They won 100 games. They won 144 that year.
Yep.
Bell hit 50 home runs, and yeah, I think they beat him in six, right? Was it six or seven?
I don't remember, but I know
Glavin threw a one hitter, and they won 1-0 in the last game. I think Wohlers had the last couple outs, and that was about it. But yeah, that was 1-0 the last game.
Was that Chipper Jones' rookie year or close to it?
93 was his rookie year, and he got hurt.
That's right. He fucked up.
And then 94. He played whatever up until August. And
okay.
So then we had, there was another little lockout where they had a minimal preseason, I think in 2011 or 12, maybe somewhere around there. That's when they were deciding on the playoff game.
Yeah, that's right.
The one game playoff or the wild card and everything. And it seems like it's every 4 or 5 years now that there's always a chance that there's not going to be like, how are they so far off, and then they agree to something, but yet they're still so far off the next time? Like, did something?
Yeah, I don't get it. You think it wouldn't happen?
Much,
right?
Where they're like, okay, next time we need to take this back and this back.
We're gonna get them next time.
Yeah, like nobody's getting anybody, and
yeah, except the fans. The fans are getting their fucking shaft. So, yeah, I mean, NBA's had a lockout maybe once or twice that I can remember. I don't remember hockey really. Having that many issues
the whole season? Are you kidding me? 2004.
Where the fuck was I doing? 2004. Oh, that was when the Red Sox won. I didn't give a fuck about hockey at that point.
It was the 03-04 season or 04-05. I can't remember. But they the entire season was gone.
How do I not remember that?
The problem is nobody besides hockey fans even realized.
Right. Well, the Whalers were gone, and I wasn't
the real shame of it is like you almost think like fuck, we don't have as much stroke as we thought we did.
Right.
And then hockey had a lockout in 2012 after losing the whole fucking season. 2012 they had a strike shortened season, or no, it wasn't a lockout. They went on strike, so they didn't start until January. 2012 or 2013. I think it was 2012.
So do you think COVID has anything to do with this? Like, the owners lost so much goddamn money, like, they're just trying to fucking make up for it now?
I don't think so. I know the owners lost a shit ton of money because they weren't allowed to have fucking fans at the damn stadium. Right. I don't know how much they get from TV revenue. I don't know anything about that. But, I mean, they lost 82 full games of fans.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that means beer, if that means food. I don't know what that means.
Is it like the gas station principle? Like, they don't make shit on gas, but they make all their money on fucking,
Everything is the fucking...
Everything on the inside?
Tiger Mart and the freaking coffees. And I don't know. I really wish I did.
Huh. I'll have to do some research.
And that's probably their point, is to not let us know so they all can play the victim.
That's true. Yeah.
It's hard to feel bad for a billionaire.
I agree.
who's fighting against a millionaire, and it's hard to feel bad for the millionaire who is a super talent. And I got to feel like the millionaire is at the disadvantage, because if they don't go to work, they're not going to get paid. The billionaire had the billions to buy the damn franchise.
Right.
Probably has stolen and freaking killed over whoever and whatever stocks and rolled over that money as a write-off to then supplant into something else. And like, who do you feel bad for? Tony Khan or Trevor Lawrence? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Like, good point.
Guy gets his ass kicked all year. He's the number one pick. He's a talent, and they're never going to give him any freaking teammates around him. So he may have a shortened career because of it.
That's true. That's a good point. Plus, where else are the baseball players going to go to show their wares? Or show their wares? Show their wares. Japan? Go play fucking ball out there? Like, I mean,
and
it's kind of hard when there's only one major. Like, right. Yeah, exactly.
Now that's a COVID thing.
It's kind of hard when there's really just only one major game in town, and that's all they're good at. So what are they going to do? Go get a fucking 9-to-5 job until next season? Like, we'll have to scrape by on our $40 million we're getting paid this year for not playing. Like, no, do they still get paid for not playing? Or
if the guys from the 50s were still around, they would say, eh, that's actually what we had to do.
No, yeah, that's true.
But besides when we weren't getting drafted to go to war.
I'd say Ted Williams comes to mind when it comes to that. Like, he voluntarily left to go fight in World War
II. Yeah, I have to go fight in World War II. Yeah. I'll be back in a year to fucking hit 407.
That is incredible, man. Greatest hitter of all time, in my opinion.
What a travesty of a... And again, without the
steroids,
the benefits of, well, the benefits of like an athletic program.
True.
Like, what were they doing? They were probably smoking, chopping trees drinking down, because that's all they knew how to do.
Or, true.
And then go to work on the farm over the winter or whatever the fuck. Right. Like,
that's a good point. All right, we're getting off track, as we always do.
Yeah. You're bad. You're ugly.
My ugly. So you're a doctor, right? Most of the time. Mm-mm. We went out to eat Friday night. Obviously, everything involves food this week. But we ate at a local place. I won't name the names because I don't know if I got food poisoning or not. But let's just say I had there's no real good way to put this. Nobody listens anyway. I had the liquid shits on Saturday the entire day. And what's funny is there's actually a stomach bug going around that my wife and my daughter got around the same time, like the same week. So I'm thinking, oh, fuck, that's what I caught. But I don't think it is, because I think it's whatever I ate. I had a giant bowl of fucking French onion soup. I'm not talking like a regular crock that you get from, you know, like literally a big fucking soup bowl. And then I had like a hamburger steak with gravy and fucking onions all over. So anyway, I was shitting onions in liquid shit like the whole next day. Wake up on Sunday, and I could barely move. Now, I have ulcerative colitis. I don't know if you're familiar with the gastroenterology of a human.
I know what that is.
Okay.
And I'm not surprised that you have that.
Yeah. Well, it's in remission, but every now and then I have a fucking flare-up. So I thought I had the stomach bug, which I'm glad I didn't, because I would have been puking everywhere as well. But because of liquid shits all day on Saturday, whenever I have a flare-up of colitis, my lower back just fucking locks up. I'm fucking no good. I can't sleep. I can't sit. I can't walk straight up. I'm hunched over like a goddamn Neanderthal or fucking 80-year-old man. And I'm still dealing with it right now. I left a message for my gastroenterologist today to call me back, because usually they'll prescribe prednisone or something like that just to fucking clear it up, speed up the healing.
And well, just look up Valsalva or Dejerine Triad right now on the show. That'd be fun.
How do you fucking spell that?
Valsalva is as it sounds. Valsalva.
Valsalva.
Or the Dejerine Triad. I'll send you Dejerine Triad then.
The Valsalva maneuver is a breathing method that may slow your heart when it's beating too fast.
No, that's not. No, do say Valsalva's test then.
Okay. Because that fucking sounds horrible. Valsalva test. Okay. You're a fucking dick.
What? That's literally what you're doing. You're bearing down nonstop.
I don't want to read it. You're an asshole.
What about the Dejarine Triad?
I don't have a leak.
No, it's not the point. It's the fact that you're bearing down so much. You're increasing intrathecal pressure, not with an F, with a TH, inside your spine, that your back is locking up because you're expanding so much pressure every time you bear down like a mo, because you have onions exploding out of you or something like that.
Yeah.
That you're basically, you're shooting off firecrackers in your spine, and that's flaring up your low back. So if you look up the Dejarine Triad, it's the same kind of thing.
Gotcha. Appreciate that.
It's a cough, a sneeze, or a bear down. And
yeah.
So your stomach doctor can't do anything about your back. Who are you going to call? You said, I forget.
A gastroenterologist.
Yeah, he can't do anything about your back.
But whenever I have
prednisone actually would work because it'll take down the inflammation.
Right. But I mean, this always happens to me when I have a pretty bad flare up of colitis.
And so. I bet it's the psoas muscle too. I bet you if you look up psoas, PSOAS.
I know what the fuck a psoas is.
Well, you don't know shit. It's actually the tenderloin of a filet mignon. That's literally what they make the filet out of.
It's pretty yummy, actually.
Not in humans.
No. Well, I haven't tried humans yet.
And then baby steps. But again, I think this one is dynamic and not condenser, whatever that's called.
Still don't know, but that's still not my problem.
You really don't know what that it's like I said, no, it's the one that...
Do I look like anybody who knows anything?
Shouldn't you know, like, a condenser versus a dynamic? Or which is which?
Why should I know that?
Because one of them you're not supposed to use, and I think I'm using it.
I mean, personally, why am I supposed to know that?
Because you do the... Oh, shit, I just made it worse.
Nothing could make it worse.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event. It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable!
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello, friends. I'd like to welcome y'all back to what I like to call the intellect of the week. Hosted by, well, me. Well, this week, with all that naughty, naughty business that's going on across the pond with those naughty, naughty Russians trying to take over the poor country of Ukraine, and you see our great, great president telling them not to do that stuff, and we're gonna stop the banks from funding you, and I mean, you could still sell us fuel and oil, but no money exchanges. They're going to stop with all that money nonsense. But President Biden will not be this week's intellect of the week. It has to go to the leader of Ukraine, where the people that were telling him that he should leave and his family should leave, and he's like, no, we're not leaving. Just send me ammo. We'll take care of these Russians, and that's why he's the intellect of the week, because he's standing tall and trying to defend his country, and hopefully those naughty pesky Russians will just go away, and Ukraine will hold strong. And that'll do it for this week, friends, and I hope you tune in again next week.
Ocho, why do you have your shirt off?
What are you talking about?
Your shirt. Did your muscles make it disappear?
I'm wearing a shirt. What are you trying to tell people? It's an audio podcast. What are you telling people?
Telling the people I'm looking at you. It doesn't appear that you're wearing a shirt anymore.
I'm wearing a shirt. Well, so I'm probably not wearing a mask either.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Red Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Red Rob Radio Network.